Hello.
Oh, hey, Mercedes.
Hi, finally. I don't know what was going on. I had to switch the phones up. I got all these devices over here. It got confusing, but I'm glad we're connected now. I don't
Was
know. Technology is so like it works my nerves, but I'm glad we got it out.
Exactly. So like I said in the email, just gonna start by like introducing you, whatever, and then you could tell us about your business, and then your journey as an entrepreneur, and then some advice for new and seasoned entrepreneurs.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. And then your episode is gonna go out on the 15th, but I'll have like your promotion cover. I'll send that to you probably like a week before, just so you can
Okay.
approve it.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Just record this. Welcome back to Candid Convos. I am your host, Lika, and today I'm here with a special guest, Mercedes. I'm very excited to have her. She is the owner of the guest house. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Sure, no problem. I am really interested in learning more about your business because I always want to be an esthetician, but since I have like bad skin, I was like, I'm not gonna do that. They're gonna be like,
Right.
how you my skin?
Hey, you could have been, a motivation for them. You never know.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about your business. This is really interesting.
Yeah, so I've been actually planning this business for about 2 years now. So any chance that I had, I was taking notes and I was researching and doing any little thing that I could. So, yep, so planning for about 2 years now, and I decided to open up in a office building rather than people typically opening up in like Sola Salon Suites or Phoenix Suites. I decided to just do a typical office building. So I did that. I wanted to offer services that not many people in the area offered. So of course, everybody does waxing. Like that's nothing new. But I'm like, all right, what aren't people doing? So I had went on a cruise last year, and I wanted to get a service for brightening and lightening and illuminating. And I saw that literally nobody in the area was doing. I would have had to have went to New York or Boston, which is like 3 hours at least to get a service. So I'm like, that's not going to work. So I knew that if I offered those services, business would be great for me. So I make sure that I do brightening and illuminating, which has been extremely popular. A ton of people have been booking it. And also yoni steaming. So yoni steaming, I'll be introducing hopefully in October. And not many people in the area do that as well. So my focus was to focus on services that everybody loves, like waxing, and then focus on what people aren't doing, which is, the yoni steaming and brightening and illuminating and the facial. So I really focus on what was popular, what people weren't doing. And so far, it's worked out really, really well. Business is booming. I actually just looked at my schedule, and for September 23rd, I'm fully booked. And this is literally my fourth week in business. So it's going,
Oh,
yeah.
that's good. Congratulations. That is so exciting.
Thank you.
So I'm interested in learning about two of your services that you just named, the yoni steaming and you said the vajaysal. I was like,
Yes,
what?
I know they're super cool, and everybody loves them, and everybody wants to take time to actually learn what they are. So a vajaysal is essentially a facial for the area down there. So I can do it two ways. I can do just a vajaysal when you do not get a wax, and that has a little bit more intense products with like a scrub and a cleanser and steam, which I call the hooded lady. Use your mind, hint, hint, hooded lady. That's
Okay.
yeah, that's you got to be creative. So that's what that is. or I can do a mini bajay show after I do a wax, where I use products that aren't as intense, where I just do like different masks and serums to help with hyperpigmentation, which is dark spots, so the brightening and the illuminating. I focus on ingrown hairs and the bacteria extraction. Mm. So it's a really nice service where you're getting like a nice cleanse, you're moisturizing, you're really focusing of on the care of the skin in that area and getting women to, you know, have that confidence in their skin and, you know, no hyperpigmentation, no bumps, no breakouts, you know. So it feels good being able to give women the skin that they want, the skin where they're confident, you know, because a lot of women have a little bit of insecurities, which I totally understand. So it feels good to be able to, you know, get women to be proud of their skin and, you know, look forward to come seeing me and seeing their results and the progress that, you know, that feels really good. So that's that. And then the yoni steaming is essentially for the vaginal health. So for women who suffer from like PCOS or heavy cycles or, you know, severe cramps, essentially it's a that has a hole in the top. And then in the box, there's a pot. And in the pot, there's water. And then there's different herbs that help aid in vaginal health. So it's a very calming, soothing service that a lot of women love. And again, it's not that popular in the area. So women really, you know, enjoy being able to relax, you know, with their girlfriends, you know, listen to some good music, drink some wine, some tea, you know, a few good snacks, you know, because, you know, we all hang out with our girlfriends, but it's like, what do we do? And, you know, here in Connecticut, it's going to be cold really soon. So I'm like, all right, I'm like, if I can offer a service for a woman to hang out with their friend, you know, drink some wine, some tea, some snacks, and, you know, do some vaginal steaming. I plan on collabing with a nail tech and a facialist, all that kind of stuff. I figured that it would be an amazing time. It would be great business, you know, meet some new people and, you know, really treat and pamper the ladies in the area.
See, we need that here in Wisconsin. We don't
do it. You be the one who kicks it off. You know, you can. I trust me. Absolutely, do it yourself.
That is so interesting. How often do you recommend that ladies get these services?
Yep. So you can do the yoni steaming about once a month. The Vajay Show, I recommend that about once a month as well. So most women for all my services come in about once a month or, you know, every 4 to 6 weeks. So that's about what's average and what's regular.
Okay. And then how do you, for anybody's interested, like how do you become a licensed esthetician?
So every single state is going to require you to do different things. So in Connecticut, we actually just passed the licensure, which we never had a license before. So there was one or two ways. You either had to have a certain amount of hours in school or you have to have gone to school. So I actually had both. That worked out in my favor. I didn't have to do any additional schooling or anything like that. But most states, you have to go to school for X amount of hours, then you have to sit for your state board, pass the board, and then you can go ahead and, you know, you become a licensed esthetician.
Oh, that's okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So
I know they have started that here. Some of the local community colleges are starting to offer it as a 1-year program.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, some states will have 300 hours, some states will have 800. It varies greatly, which is, you know, I find to be a little bit interesting. But I mean, all in all, I think I really learned the most when I was actually hands-on. Like, I learned a lot in school about, you know, sanitation and, you know, all that good stuff, the layers of the skin and the science behind it. But honestly, I learned the most by doing, and I still learn every single day. You know, every single client, you know, comes in with different skincare needs and different skincare concerns, you know, different body anatomy. So it's always a learning process, but definitely, you know, school was great, but, you know, being hands-on now is where I'm really, really learning a lot. And I'm really appreciative for that.
Yeah. I think that's like for a lot of careers. Like once you get hands on, it's like, oh, okay, so this is what it's about.
Yeah, it's like wow, it's like I paid all that money for school, but yeah, definitely. Yeah, like the important stuff, like sanitation, you know, layers of the skin, contraindications, you know, skin disorders. I learned all that in school. You know, I will definitely, you know, give credit where credit is due, but what really has excelled me and made me the esthetician that I am is, you know, hands-on.
Exactly. So let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about your personal journey, opening up your new business. I know you had said in the forum about you had like tragedy when you first opened and then like negativity from people.
Oh yeah. So from the day that I like signed up for school until this moment right now, I have lost my grandmother, my great grandmother, my cousin who was my age, my aunt. So four people, two jobs, and I just ended a relationship of about 5 years. This is literally all within like three and a half years. And it's just back to back. It's just like, oh my gosh, you know, you can never, it just never stops. So when I was in school for aesthetics, my grandmother had gotten diagnosed with cancer. So I was working full time. I was in school at nighttime, trying to maintain a relationship and still taking care of my grandma who was on hospice. So it was very, very, very draining. But, you know, giving up literally is not an option. Like you have to keep pushing. You have to keep, you know, you have to keep going. So that was really, really, really difficult. And I was like, you know, trial and tribulation after trial and tribulation, but all in all, I'm blessed. I'm really, really thankful. So I really can't complain. I can't complain. You know, like people have it worse than me. My business is doing great. You know, my loved ones who were, you know, ill, they're not suffering anymore, you know, leaving their relationship, you know, be hoping that, you know, the future is bright and, you know, good things will come to me, which I truly believe they will.
Yes.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, negativity, I've had to leave, you know, a few people who I, you know, thought I was going to, you know, be friends with for the long haul. You, people you think that, you know, want good for you or people who you think would be in your corner, they really aren't. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate when people say, you know, your strangers support you more than your family and your friends. It's kind of true, you know, like, don't get me wrong. I have some excellent friends and family who have been very, very supportive, but some friends who I thought would be there, they weren't. And I, you know, I left them in the past and I'm happy, you know, I'm happy that I did, but it's definitely a different journey than, you know, what I thought it would be for sure.
That's right. I'm sorry about, you know, all those, deaths in your family. That's really
it heavy. Is, but you know, as a family, thank you. As a family, you know, we got through it, and that's you know, that's part of life.
And then it's really inspiring. You know, you go through all that, and then you still push through. You still start your own business, and you're being successful. And that's like really a good testimony.
Oh yeah,
for
absolutely.
People.
You know, people, you know, they allow these negative situations to hold them down, and it doesn't have to be like that. You know, like everybody goes through bad times, and it's up to you. Are you going to let it hold you down, or are you going to let it, you know, push you and, you know, do better? So that's what it comes down to. And I was like, nope. I was like, I went through too much. School was too hard. I paid too much for this. I'm going to get through this. You know, like, you know, okay. I mean, money isn't everything, but money was a factor. I was like, nope, I paid too much for school. It was too hard to give up. And I knew I had to solidify and get my future right, no matter what I was going through. And I did just that.
That is very inspiring. That's, you know, even inspiring to me, because, you know, I get a little hiccup. I'm like, oh, hold on, I ain't doing this.
Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, I can inspire and I can give people that, you know, that push to push forward. You know, like you have to, you can't stop. Like it's not an option. It sounds cliche, but it's really not an option to stop.
Right. Exactly. So I was reading your bio and I'm like, she sounds like me. Like I probably didn't did everything. Like it said that you were assistant teacher, paraprofessional, case manager, paralegal. What What made you say, okay, I don't want to do that. I don't want to use that undergrad degree. I want to go.
Honestly, I just got really sick and tired of working for other people. And I would just see like how much money they were making and how much money I was not making. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, this isn't okay. And I got sick and tired of like, having like a half an hour or an hour lunch break, and my whole time I'm like on the main drag trying to get my lunch. I get back my lunch. It was just too much, and so much like in, the politics in the workplace, and this person is this person's cousin, this person is that person's friend, and they're getting away with this. It was just too much. And I was like, look, I was like, I'm so young and I have so many more years to work, and I'm like, I refuse to be unhappy going to work. I'm like, that's just not an option. It's just not an option. And I wasn't fulfilled in these jobs. I enjoyed I enjoyed teaching, but these kids, can they they and I love them, but they can be a bit much. And I was like, yeah, that's not gonna work. The paralegal field, I feel like I was dealt a bad card, and I was kind of just turned sour from that. The mental health field, I really enjoyed that. That was very rewarding, but I was going home and I was like having like nightmares, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, that's not gonna work. And I'm like, what can I do where I can go to, I don't have to go to school for a long time, because I was not about to do another 4 years. That wasn't happening. yeah, man, no. So I wasn't about to do any schooling for many years. I wasn't about to pay, another $30,000. That wasn't happening. And I'm like, what can I do where I'm making people happy? I'm not at a desk. So I had to sit there, and think long and hard about what I wanted to do. And same thing, like you mentioned, my skin wasn't, really where I wanted it to be. So I'm like, let me see if I can, get in there, and if I could help some people out with, skincare, issues. So yeah, that's what I did. My eyebrow lady at the time, she was, an esthetician. I said, hey, like, how do I go to school for this? What do I do? She guided me, and like the next week I went for a like I shadowed the school, signed up, and here I am. So it was just, trying different things to see what I like. And I'll say that now I'm finally happy. I'm finally content. I love my job. I'm not sure I've ever said I love my job before, and I genuinely, truly love it. I'm thankful and I'm appreciative of, that I'm able to say I love my job, because a lot of people say it's the bills, but like for me, this it pays the bills, and I absolutely love it. So I'm so thankful and happy.
That you really hit a point. It's like you put in for vacation, you can't go, they deny you, but then the big head honchos, they family going to Disney World every week,
Exactly. And it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just like you're paying me pennies, and it's just like, really? It's like, I know how much it costs. It's like, how I know how much this service, costs for, somebody to pay, and then you're paying me, like 3 or 4%. It's like insane. It's absolutely insane. And now seeing, in the business sense, how much it costs to run a business, how much a wax tech costs and how much like wax sticks cost, and it's like they are paying me 4%. I'm like, wait a minute, it's just insane. It's absolutely insane. Trying to get time off is like, pulling teeth. And then when you're sick, like I had the flu this past February, and they kept texting me like, hey, you coming back to work? You coming back to work? And it's like, I'm half dead. Like, give me some. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like people can wait to get a wax, So it's just like, it's just like the lack of respect, from these companies too. It's like, I understand I'm making you a lot of money, but take it easy. Like, I know you need me, but take it easy. And it's just like, it's just like a lack of respect all over the board. And it's very unfortunate. I get it. This is that's their livelihood, that's business too. But it was just a lack of respect coming from multiple ends. And I was like, I wasn't having it anymore. I really wasn't.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, don't, first of all, I got the flu, don't call me.
Yeah.
I already told you.
Yeah, over and over and over. Like, I was literally out for a week. That's it. Like, it's not like it was 2 weeks. It wasn't a week and a half. It was just a week. And like, oh, you ready? You ready? And I'm like, not really, because when I come back, I know I'm going to be, super busy, super jam-packed. even worse. So, and then you find yourself like feeling bad saying no. And I'm like, this is insane. Like, yeah, it was so crazy.
Well, thank goodness you got out of that. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You can work for yourself. Don't have to answer to anybody.
Sure don't. Sure don't.
So, like, let's fast forward. In 5 years, you know, where do you see your business going? What services do you see you have added in between this time?
I thought about what I want to add, but I really don't want to add too much, because I notice when I look at, like, not even just other estheticians, but like hairdressers and nail techs or whatever, you know, beauty services are, my view is sometimes when somebody does too many services, I feel like I wonder, like, like, well, which one are they really good at, you know? So I think if any, I feel like I won't necessarily add any services, but I'll just continue to improve what I currently have. So maybe I'll add, like, a new type of facial, or maybe I'll, you know, add on, like, sugar waxing or my yoni steaming. Maybe I'll do, like, yoni steaming and massages and facials, you know? Like, I think I'll just expand on my services, but probably new person. I really enjoy waxing. I enjoy the art of that. I enjoy the vajayshu. So yeah, nothing new, but just expanding and improving my current services. And I do, yeah, okay. And I do plan on making this space bigger, because as of now, I'm in like 250 square feet, and it works very well for now. But in the future, I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, I'll hire some people. I'll get, you know, one more girl in here to, you know, like, do lashes or to do nails or something like that. So, yeah, just expanding the business a little bit more. But this little space right now is literally perfect for me. So, yeah, maybe, like, owning, like, a suite where people, you know, rent from me, you know. Just I wouldn't love to be able to provide, like, a business where people could rent, you know, like, a 300 or so square foot space for me. They pay X amount a month, and, you know, I help them build and grow their businesses. I give them, you know, marketing, social media tips, you know, organizational tips, you know, helping young women get out there and do better for themselves. I see a lot of young women, they want to do what I'm doing, and they have the skill, they have the drive, but they literally just don't know how. So, you know, so I'm like, all right, you know, if I can help other women, you know, get out there, you know, support their families and do for themselves and not have to work for these mass chain companies and get paid pennies like I can, if I can help them out, I would love doing that, because I do enjoy helping other people. I do enjoy, you know, lifting people up and helping people out. So I'm like, all right, like, if I can, you know, still do aesthetics, still do waxing, still own, but combine all of that, I would be very happy.
And that's really interesting. Like, you know, I never thought about, you know, just improving the services that you already offer instead of just doing like a million different things. Because, like, even when I used to go to the hairstylist, I'm like, well, I wonder what style can she do?
Exactly.
You
well,
can't do all the styles.
The thing, you know, if you go to the hairdresser and it's like, well, it's like, I could do a weave or I could do braids, but which one? And everybody's, you know, like, I haven't met many hairstylists who can do weave, who can color, who can cut and do braids. It's either one or the other, you know? So I'm like, all right, yeah. So
exactly.
Like, waxing is my thing. So I'm not going to bounce off and go do lashes. You know, I'm sure I could be good at it, but why would I give my energy and my time and my research to lashes when I can just improve waxing even more? So that's how I look at it. You know, and waxing, I love it. It's very fruitful. It's relaxing. And I don't, like, I like facials, but with facials, you kind of have to, like, the room has to be dark and, you know, you have to be quiet. It has to be serene. And I'm like, I don't like that. Like, I like playing, like, my trap music, you know, laughing. Like, I like, yeah, I love it, you know? So, like, I love being, so, you know, not have to be quiet. Like, that's what I like about waxing. Like, I don't have to be quiet. You know, I could talk, like, I could play my Gucci, and it's fine. So that's what I like about it. So, yeah, nothing new to me.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Do you new customers or clients, I'm sorry, to come to you, do you feel like they may be a little shy at first? Cause especially with the vaginal, like, I'll be like, okay, girl, I just met
you.
Oh,
yeah. People are usually, like, very which I get it, because it's like, hi, I'm Mercedes, you know, all right, now undress, you know, so I get it, you know, like, I totally get it. So what I try to do is, like, when they're, so in my space, I have a room divider. So when I was opening up, I asked people, like, hey, you know, like, when you've gotten waxed in the past, like, what did you not like? So I made sure I asked people, like, how they would like their services to be improved. So from there, I'm like, okay, well, they said they want a feminine wipe, and they said they want privacy when they get undressed. So I made sure to include that in my space. So I have the room divider for them. And when they get in, I'm like, hey, I'm like, so how was your day? You know, like, what did you do today? Did you work? You know, so immediately before they even get onto my bed, to know them, I'm asking them about their day, you know, I'm making little jokes here and there, and like, I literally sit here and I try to make everybody my friend, you know. I ask them about themselves, ask them about their kids, like, hey, what are you doing today, what's for dinner, you know. And honestly, sometimes, like, people be like, oh, I forgot we were even waxing, you made me so comfortable. Like, that's really, really important, you know. Like, the skill of waxing is obviously, yes, that's important, but your personality is huge. And I really feel like my book has grown, and I've gotten so many referrals, and, like, you know, my social media is what it is because my personality, because people, you know, people enjoy me. And that's not even, like, you know, like, that's not even on some, like, you know, type of thing. That's literally just, I know I have a good personality, and that's what has excelled my business to what it has. And I know it's going to excel my business even more. So you just treat people like they're, like, you've known her for 15 years. You ask about her, and if, you know, she needs a second to, you know, breathe, if she's uncomfortable, you know, allow that, you know. Like, I'm not here to rush them. I'm not here to make them feel uncomfortable. If they express that they're uncomfortable, you know, I try my best to make her comfortable. So, I mean, so far it's worked out. You know, most people do come in here really nervous, that they always leave like, oh my gosh, like, that wasn't that bad. You're so sweet. I appreciate it. You know, thanks for making me feel comfortable. So I do, for sure. I really do.
And see, and for me, that's important. You know, even if, like, say you were to give me a, you know, a service and it kind of messed up, if your personality is good, I'm going to come back, because everybody's human, things happen. But I've been to facials, exactly, where I'll be like, ugh, I cannot wait to get back. Relax.
Absolutely. I had a girl braid my hair, like, I don't know, like a year ago, and she did an excellent job. The price is right. You know, she didn't take too long, but her personality, it really threw me off. I'm like, do I know you? Do we know each other? Like, I'm like, this is so weird. And I felt so uncomfortable. You sway. Her personality threw off so much. And like I said, she did an excellent job on my hair, but I was like, I'm not comfortable. Right. I can't, you know, I can't do this. So, yeah, like you said, your personality is everything. Like, the service matters, but I think the personality is even more important.
Yeah, I know. I had a lady do my hair. She, great price, great hairstyle, the coldest hair in the city. Mm-hmm. And my appointment was like at 8 a.m. And she was like, and I got there like 7:45. She come to the door. She was like, why you ain't called me to confirm?
What?
Ma'am, you the professional. Exactly. Why did I have to call you? I should have called before I came. I said, girl,
Isn't it's so crazy. It's like, and it's unfortunate, because it's like, you're so talented. Like, what do you mean, why didn't you confirm? It's just so, and that's what I want to teach the, you know, these young girls. It's like, I can help you with that. You're so talented. Like, the talent is out of this world, but they don't know how to speak to people. They don't know even something as simple as, like, if I was to, like, you know, try to, you know, book an appointment right now to get my hair done, I'll find people's Instagram. There's no booking app. There's no, like, they won't even say, like, what city they're in. Like, Connecticut's not that small. Like, you know, give me what city you're in, because I'm not about to drive 2 hours to get my hair done, you know? So, it's just like little simple things like that these people are missing out on. And it's like, you could have so much more business if you just put a booking app, put your city in your bio, and people miss out on stuff like that. It's just, yes, like, those, that's, to me, that's like the bare bones, the bare minimum. But so many talented women miss out on that, and I'm like, come on now, like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Like, I mean, just a little thing, like, if I don't want to have to search 4 or 5 pages to book. If I go to your Instagram or your website, exactly, I won't be able to book.
And a lot of women don't have it. And I'm like, you can't be serious.
I mean, that's the first thing I saw, even though I'm nowhere near Connecticut. But when I went to your Instagram and I hit your link tree, first thing pop up, you can book right here, ma'am.
Right. And, like, that's, okay. And that's how it should be, because people, you know, our generation, I hate to say, but we're lazy. We're not going to click around, you know, 10 different times to find a booking. Like, we're not going to do that. You know, I'm like that. I'm not going to lie. I'm like that. I'm not about to sit here and you click around 10 different times to find how to book an appointment. It needs to be right there. It's just how it is. It's plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Our generation is lazy, and that's what it is. You know, so it is. It is.
So what my last question I usually ask to all my entrepreneurs, it's like a double question. What is some advice you can give to new entrepreneurs, which you kind of already told us, and then some advice for seasoned entrepreneurs?
I would just say plan, research, and don't give up. I mean, no matter what happens, I mean, I've been through a lot. I obviously have not been through it all, but no matter what happens, mm-hmm. just keep trying, you know, like don't let anything get you down. I have like a note section in my phone, and I just sit there and I make sure that I take notes as often as I can. Get a friend that's in the business with you who can help you out, you know, bounce ideas off of that person, save your money, have a backup plan, and just shoot for it. Just go for it. I literally opened up my business, like, you know, during quarantine. You know, like, and it's what I wanted, so I made it happen. And a lot of people, literally, they will not do that. They'll be too afraid. And of course I was afraid, but I mean, I was afraid of a lot of things, you know? So you literally have to just let go of that fear and just do it. Just make it happen. Mm-hmm. No matter, you know, who supports you, who does not support you, just go for it. You just have to do it. Like, you have no choice. And if you fail, it sucks, but you fail. At least you know that you tried, you know?
Exactly. And that's some good tips for people, you know, new and seasoned. You know, just keep going, keep pushing. Life happens, and you just got to keep going. Where can people find you at on social
media?
Yep, so
I'm on Instagram at The Guest House CT. Facebook is the same thing. And I have my Twitter. I need to be a little bit more active on there, but that's also The Guest House CT. I know it's a good social media marketing tool, but like managing and balancing everything, it's a lot, but I'll get there one day. So yeah, I'll get there.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Mercedes, for, you know, stopping by and talking to me for, you know, a little bit at your busy schedule. I really appreciate it. You gave some great information. I'm going to put all your information in the description once this goes up. And I just really appreciate you.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate you. I've never done a podcast before. I definitely enjoyed this. And I wish your business well, and that you grow and you expand. And maybe one day you will, you know, broaden your horizon and, you know, shoot out to be an esthetician. You know, I'm here to support you if you do.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, this is Lika with Candid Convos, coming to you every other Tuesday. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you, too. So I didn't know, like, I always knew, like, what podcasts were, but I was like, how do I be on a podcast? I'm like, how does that work? So I'm like, let me just shoot my shot, and I don't know how this works, so I'm glad that I posted. I'm glad that, you know, you were open and willing to have me on your page, because I'm like, how can I like promote my brand? I'm like, what more can I do? I'm like, oh, a podcast. I'm like, let me try it. So, you know, I'm glad having, you know, make it work, and I'll definitely post you on my social media, and we can, you know, help each other out.
Oh, exactly. Like I said, I'm gonna work on what was I going to say? Podcast cover, sure, so that you can mm-hmm. promote your episode. And then, like, all, I think I might have gave you the links already, but I'll send all that all over again once it actually goes live.
Yeah, this is fun.
And then, oh yeah, you know, and then, you know, try it again, you know, get on different podcasts, because, you know, like, I got like 2,000 followers. So, you know, you never know what that, you know, what might become of that mm-hmm. on Instagram. You know what I mean? So, I, people to, you know, especially during this time, entrepreneurs, everybody's want y'all to get out there, mm-hmm. let people know who you are.
Absolutely. Let's get them going. And if anything, it just helps build the algorithm, you know, like people always think that it's like always about like, you know, people buying, and it's really not. It's about the algorithm too. And people, you know, fail to miss that. I mean, they miss that part. So.
Right.
It's a whole lot into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Well, yes, like I said, I appreciate you. I hope you have, you know, I hope you have a good day. So, yeah, thank you.
You too. I appreciate you.
You too.
Thank you so much. You have a great day. Bye-bye.